AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Democrats are edging closer to complete control of Congress after winning one of two Senate seats in Georgia.
Raphael Warnock beat incumbent Republican Kelly Loeffler to become Georgia's first black senator. It's too early to call the other race, where John Ossoff had a small lead on David Perdue. If Ossoff wins, Democrats will control both the House and Senate, a stinging rebuke to President Trump, who was in Georgia 2 days ago urging Republicans to turn out, while at the same time repeating unfounded claims that the elections are rigged at the Capitol this morning.
Do you think the president's rhetoric costs you that race?
Senate GOP chief Mitch McConnell had nothing to say, but fellow Republican Mitt Romney did.
Telling the voters that the election is rigged is not a great way to turn out your voters.
Congress's top two Democrats are declaring victory in both races, though President-elect Biden is holding off. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Gabriel Sterling with the Georgia Secretary of State's office says there's still some votes that need to be counted.
The absentee ballots that came in on Tuesday that many counties checked in and finished up already, but some of the larger counties have not yet.
Most of the uncounted votes are from the Atlanta area. Later today, Congress meets to tally the Electoral College votes, a victory for Joe Biden. But President Trump is pressuring Vice President Mike Pence to use powers he does not have to overturn the results. At a rally in Washington, the president's son, Donald Trump Jr., says Republicans who are not fighting should realize
this isn't their Republican Party anymore. This is Donald Trump's Republican Party.
Two detectives in Kentucky involved in a raid that left Breonna Taylor dead have been fired. A judge in Britain denied bail for WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange. Courts are deciding whether he will be sent to the U.S. to face espionage charges. This is AP News. Many Americans are asking, when can they get their coronavirus shots?
Dr. Anthony Fauci is warning that the next few weeks could be dangerous as the coronavirus surges. But the good news? The U.S. could soon be giving at least a million COVID-19 shots a day. Vaccinations got off to a slower than expected start. The public was frustrated. Health officials were frustrated. In Maryland, Governor Larry Hogan announced the National Guard would help get shots into arms. And he warned facilities that let even a quarter of their vaccine sit on the shelf, they may not get as much in the future. I'm Rita Foley.
A subdued carnival season starts today in New Orleans. No street parades and balls this year because of the coronavirus pandemic. It has not stopped notoriously creative people in New Orleans from coming up with socially distant ways to celebrate. And people can still eat cake. King cake, that is. Ed Donahue, AP News.